This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. With all the gloomy talk of fiscal cliffs and man-eating federal deficits, we wanted to take a moment now to soak up a bit of fiscal good news that's come out of California, of all places, this week. Yes, it's loaded with lots of caveats and cautions and don't count your chickens before they hatch language. But for the first time in more than a decade, California is actually talking about budget surpluses. And soon, too. Marketplace's Chrissy Clark has more.
I say this as a proud Californian, but over the past few years, this place has gotten fiscally embarrassing.
Why don't you tell people how broke California is? We are $16 billion in debt.
This from Jay Leno and Arsenio Hall a few months ago.
The economy is so bad, wine country is now wine in a box country.
Even just random people were dissing California in poorly recorded songs on YouTube.
Welcome to Broke California.
Well, Jay, Arsenio, and Wild 147, let me quote from the annual report released this week by the nonpartisan Legislative Analyst's Office. Assuming steady economic growth and restraint in augmenting current program funding levels, there's a strong possibility of multi-billion dollar operating surpluses within a few years. Okay. Not quite as zingy.
We're pretty dry as dust clerks around here, so...
Jason Cisney wrote the report. He says the projected surplus comes from three main things. California's slow but steady economic recovery, the state's already deep budget cuts over the last few years, and a set of temporary state tax hikes voted in last week, mostly on the wealthy. Of course, some economists worry the new taxes could dampen the economic recovery, and Cisney warns if lawmakers undo too many of those earlier cuts...
Just as fast as things improve, they can change for the worse, too.
But I'm going to work on my just how rich is California jokes, just in case. I'm Chrissy Clark from Marketplace.